Hi everyone, my name is Bravina and I am a placement student at the Gatehouse, and I'm currently in my last semester in the Mental Health and Addictions program at Humber College. Today I am joined with my colleagues from the Gatehouse, and we are going to be talking about boundaries today. How are you all doing?
Hello. So I'm Christina, and I'm also a placement student at the Gatehouse with Bravina and Allison. Also completing my last semester in the Addictions and Mental Health program at Humber. So excited to be here and be live.
Hi, everyone. I'm Allison. And like Christina and Bravina mentioned, we are in the Humber Addictions and Mental Health graduate program, doing our placement at the Gatehouse for the summer. So we've been here for a few months now, and we'll be here until the end of August. So we've been doing some client intakes, some social media. All the posts that you've seen are done by some students at the Gatehouse, like ourselves. And yeah, just feeling excited to talk to everyone today.
Oh, and excuse my voice. I've lost my voice because Italy won the Euro, so I was screaming all day on Sunday. But regardless, Allison, do you want to talk about our agenda?
Yeah, so as Bravina mentioned, we're going to be talking about boundaries today. So some of the things we're going to be covering is going to be just a description of what boundaries really are, the three different types of boundaries, kind of how we used to view boundaries versus what we know now, being placement students at the Gatehouse. And then moving into professional versus personal boundaries, so how you can kind of navigate those in your day-to-day lives, some barriers to setting boundaries and some reasons why people may be nervous or hesitant to set up boundaries in their lives, why boundaries are important, and then moving into some examples of positive versus negative boundaries, some examples of how to set those boundaries, tips for making healthy boundaries in your life, and then we'll go over some questions. And if anyone does have any questions or comments, please feel free to kind of list them there if you have any questions, comments, concerns, and we can address those as we go along. And then we're just going to debrief at the end and see how we're feeling at the end. So I will pass it back on to Bravina.
So I guess the first thing to do is to kind of define and get an idea of what boundaries are. So boundaries are like a set of basic guidelines for how we want to be treated and provide us with a clear definition of where we end and another person kind of begins. The setting boundaries help us make sure that our relationships are respectful, appropriate, and mature. And these boundaries are made up of and influenced by kind of every aspect of our lives, from culture, our experiences, emotions, personalities, the people we interact with, and so forth. So there's three types of boundaries: positive, collapsed, and rigid. Positive boundaries are probably the most healthiest boundaries, and these are when you are your own self, yet still have an impact on others' lives. You're able to identify your boundaries while being able to change your boundaries as you continue to grow as an individual. Positive boundaries allow for you to lower your boundaries and allow intimacy into your life, which is the most healthiest. And then there's collapsed boundaries, which is when it becomes hard to distinguish you from another person. What I mean by this is that your boundaries are often tangled together where you rely heavily on each other. The issue here is that you either lose yourself in the other person or they become lost in you, which is in an unhealthy way. And the last type of boundary is rigid boundaries, which is when you have strong limits that result in a lot of walls being put up. With rigid boundaries, there's a very little emotional connection, which prevents true intimacy. So how did you guys view boundaries before or now? And has your views ever changed with your experience through Gatehouse?
Do you want me to go first, Allison?
Sure, go ahead if you're ready.
Okay. A little bit of self-disclosure here. I was in an abusive relationship before, so I know collapsed boundaries all too well, lack of boundaries for sure. Just being completely dependent on my partner at the time and not having that independence, which now I have in my current relationship. So now I realize what healthy boundaries are. And before I even came to the gatehouse, I really didn't know those definitions. So now that I do know them, I'm able to say like, oh, wow, that was collapsed boundaries for sure. And now I can identify positive boundaries in my new relationship. So, yeah.
Okay. Thank you for sharing with us, Christina. And I can go next. So before I came to the gatehouse, I do have a similar story to Christina. I've been in relationships in the past where it was the same definition as what Bravina said, that it's difficult to determine where I started and that person, like where I stopped and that person started. It was like we were one person. I was never without that person. And now thinking back, it is the exact definition of collapsed boundaries, where there is no independence, like Christina mentioned, no like separate personalities. It was more of being fully dependent on someone else and not being able to understand that we needed to have our own like separate lives. So that's something that I definitely was interested in learning about. And that's why I was so happy that we were doing this topic today for the live with boundaries, and also learning more about professional versus personal boundaries. I kind of would have thought back when I started with the gatehouse, when I thought of boundaries, I was just thinking physical boundaries. So telling someone when you're uncomfortable with them hugging you or something like that, along those lines, more physical. And then learning more about professional boundaries and learning how to say no when you're off the clock, or to not check your phone or your email outside of work hours. So I'm going to be speaking about that a little bit later. But that's something that I've definitely like become more aware of. And we will be sharing more information about that later as well. And Bravina, how about you?
I guess I understood what boundaries were in general, but never really thought about my own boundaries. I feel like I kind of had a mix of rigid or collapsed boundaries where I didn't really prioritize myself and kind of just accepted everything that my parents or family would say or do. But through the courses that we've taken and through the work that we've done at the Gatehouse, I've really learned that I need to prioritize and learn about healthy boundaries in both professional and personal life, which I think Allison was going to be talking about next as well.
Oh, there we go. Okay, perfect. It just popped up that my mic got muted. So I'm going to be talking about professional and personal boundaries and the difference between those. So starting with professional boundaries, so just being able to protect yourself as an employee from burnout or overworking, because that can translate into your personal life as well. If you're overworked, if you're too much of a people pleaser, I would say I would consider that to be myself as well. So that's something that I'm working through. Being able to say no to working extra shifts or working extra hours, kind of distancing yourself from work calls or emails after hours if you are not available, and not feeling pressure to take those work calls if you're after hours. That's something that I know a lot of people do struggle with in their professional lives. And professional boundaries can also refer to confidentiality. So not disclosing any information about clients after work hours, which protects yourself and also the clients. And depending on whatever type of work that you are in, just confidentiality, being able to put up those boundaries and know when it is an okay, is and isn't okay to kind of speak about certain topics. So just setting those guidelines, and also communication is always key, especially about your set work hours. So if you are speaking with clients, just letting them know, or letting your supervisors know when you are and aren't available, just communicating what is okay for you and what is going to be the best for you, so that you don't feel overwhelmed and you don't get yourself into a burnout situation. And then moving on to personal boundaries. So like I mentioned earlier, I would always think of boundaries in kind of a physical way. But the personal boundaries can be physical, emotional, or mental limitations that you're setting for yourself, either with a partner, with a family member, or just for yourself. So an example of setting up these personal boundaries could be learning to say no to others, not taking too much on your plate to take care of others before taking care of yourself, learning to protect yourself from being overloaded by just kind of personal problems, and being able to take care of yourself first. So, and it also could be personal physical boundaries, like letting someone know that you don't feel comfortable being hugged or being touched, and setting up those physical boundaries so that you make sure that you are the most comfortable that you can be, and just learning to say no when things are not okay, and just communicating how you're feeling. Do you guys have any other comments or questions about professional versus personal boundaries?
Well, I know that, especially with the work at the gatehouse, like, we know it's not always flowers, you know, and rainbows. It can be very heavy. So especially making sure that we set those boundaries for ourselves as students. I know that we don't really answer emails outside of our hours, just to maintain those boundaries and take care of ourselves. And I also know that personally working in a restaurant too, like, the hours can be very intense, and it's very easy to get sucked in when people ask you for things. But I'm trying to also work on that, make sure I say no, or else I'm already so tired, I'm going to burn myself out for sure. So
absolutely. Yeah. Just letting yourself kind of rest when you need it, and letting people know when too much is too much. So I did see a comment made saying that boundary stuff can be cold, and that's why we're going to be talking further in this live about tips to set healthy boundaries, so that you're not seen as someone who is cold by setting boundaries, and the importance of making healthy boundaries so that yourself and others are comfortable. So we will be commenting on that later on. And so next I will just get into some barriers to setting boundaries and reasoning why people may be scared to set some boundaries for either their partner, their family, or work. So some of these examples could be fear of rejection from a boss, coworker, friend, partner. You may be worried that they might be angry with you if you do not help them, or just fear that they will reject you because you are saying no. So that is one barrier to setting boundaries. Another one is a fear of confrontation, so wanting to avoid an argument. So you just kind of push past those boundaries that you've set for yourself just to please others. So we're going to be talking more about just kind of working towards those healthy boundaries, and not to create any confrontation, but just to ensure that everyone knows what is going to make you the most comfortable. Another barrier would be guilt. For example, saying no to a friend needing your help, or a family member. And if you're not in the right frame of mind, it may just hurt you even more to overexert yourself and to put yourself in that situation, versus saying that you're not available at that time, but you would be more than happy to help them another day if that is in your schedule. And lastly is a safety concern. So a lot of people may be just worried for their safety if they're setting up boundaries. So it's important to always put your safety first. So take care of yourself and make sure that setting these boundaries is safe for you to do so, because these boundaries are crucial, but obviously just to put your safety first and to take care of yourself first. So next, do you guys have any comments on that?
Actually, with regards to what you mentioned about how making sure like everyone's in the right mindset, something me and my friends, we do when we want to kind of talk about how we're feeling, we kind of check in with each other and ask if they're in the right mindset to be able to listen to what we're going through, and just kind of making sure that both sides are okay to maintain those boundaries, which is really helpful for us.
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds great. Just to be able to have both sides available for a conversation or for meeting up. That sounds great.
We actually have a couple comments from Erin.
Okay.
What about what doesn't kill you makes you stronger? I guess that was in relation to overworking and setting professional boundaries. Yeah. I mean, maybe to a certain extent, definitely, but you always want to take care of yourself. Don't actually get to that point, right? Because then you're burnt out. What if you can't come back from that? Or it just takes a really long time to come back from that. You don't know, right? Mm-hmm. And also, I guess back, like just what you were talking about, is this relevant to both sexes? I guess the barriers, I believe.
Yeah, in regards to the barriers, I would say that it could be relevant just depending on who you are as a person. Realistically, some people may have more safety concerns just based on what relationships they are in, or if they are someone who is afraid of confrontation. But I would say that it would be quite relevant for both sexes.
Yeah, and I think we've learned that working at the gatehouse. Like, we all know that there's this idea that offenders are always male and the victims or survivors are always female, but we know now working directly with the population that that's not the case at all. So I think it really is relevant for both sexes in all aspects, safety as well. So
absolutely, I agree. Let's see if there's any other, so no other comments at the moment. So I will move on to why it's important to set the boundaries. So for number one, just being able to practice self-care and self-respect. So like you mentioned before, just taking care of yourself before others, just making sure that you are the priority. And that way you are able to have those healthy relationships with others. Whether you're a survivor or a partner of a survivor, just being able to take care of yourself, because that way, if you are in the right mindset, then you are able to help others. So secondly, why is it important to set boundaries? I would say it's important so that you can communicate your needs in a relationship, whether that be a friendship or with family members. And it really applies to all relationships that you may have, just being able to communicate your needs to others. So that you're able to just create the most healthy boundaries that you can. So boundaries are also important so that you can take the time and the space for positive interactions and limit the negative ones. So being able to focus on the most, like the people in your life that are going to benefit you, make you happy, and just be able to be comfortable with those people. So boundaries are also important so that you're able to set limits in a relationship in a healthy way. So there's not as much pressure, whether that be physically, mentally, emotionally in a relationship. There are a lot of different aspects, whether that be a friendship or romantic relationships. And just setting limits and being able to communicate so that your partner knows or your friend knows what you are and aren't comfortable with, whether that be actions or behaviors or certain words. And lastly, it can feel quite awful if someone has disrespected the boundaries that you have set, or they don't have boundaries set for themselves. So sometimes you could be in a friendship or a relationship with someone and they don't have these boundaries set, and so they may be more forward with you than you're more comfortable with. Or you can find yourself being confused or drained when you leave a conversation with someone or a meetup with someone who is too forward, and then because they don't have those boundaries set up, it can make you feel more uncomfortable. So just encouraging yourself and your relationships and the people that you have these relationships with to set the boundaries is just super, super important. And it just can kind of stop that mental fatigue or physical fatigue that you may experience from having a lack of boundaries. And does anyone have any comments or questions, or we can move on to some examples of boundaries next?
I think some examples.
Okay.
Yeah, but well said. Thanks for sharing, Allison. So can I just preface this by saying I didn't before we got to the gatehouse, I didn't ever think that there were positive and negative boundaries. Like you said in the beginning, like I always just thought it was boundaries was something physical. I never thought of it as something emotional or spiritual or any aspect like that. So very interesting. I also learned that. But so an example of a negative boundary telling all, just so much self-disclosure right off the bat, rather than like taking a step back, considering how interested the other person is in what you're saying or about you and their level of care before you open up to them, because you can share some really deep things or dark things about yourself and they're kind of just taking it not in a serious way or in an empathetic way, but more so just to have that under their belt, because you never know, people can use that against you. So that is, I think also has to do with a lot of trust too. So another example, accepting food, gifts, like money, sex or physical touch, that's negative, versus before you accept those things, deciding whether or not you want to accept them and deciding whether accepting those things are within your limits, and not thinking about whether the other person will be hurt if you refuse those things, because at the end of the day, how is that going to make you feel? And that is the whole point of setting that boundary, making sure that you are safe. Another example, falling in love with anyone who reaches out to you or shows you any kind of affection or intimacy, versus taking a step back and evaluating whether this person has the qualities that you are looking for and the qualities that you need. Another negative one, letting others direct or control your life versus knowing what you want, when you want it, how you're going to get it for yourself. You listen to opinions and you accept opinions, but you don't let them determine your actions or your decisions. You make those decisions yourself. So those are just some examples that we came up with, but do you guys have any other examples or want to add anything to that before we move on?
I would say some of the examples, like telling all and talking at an intimate level on the first meeting, is something that a lot of people may struggle with, and just setting those boundaries that of oversharing and realizing that that may not be something that the other person is either ready to hear or willing to hear, and accepting of that. So working towards those positive boundaries where you consider, like you mentioned, Christina, consider their level of interest and whether or not you think that they are someone that you want to know your story or know these personal details about your life, and just kind of considering this before the sharing. And the same about accepting like physical touch or gifts, and just kind of working through whether or not that is something that you would be willing to do before just accepting, and to think over what you would be most comfortable with before accepting, instead of just deciding in the moment. And sometimes it's okay to just tell someone that you need some time to think about it, or you need a minute to decide whether or not you want to see them or to go out again or something like that along those lines. Just taking the time to make the decisions on your own and work towards those positive boundaries.
Yeah, I definitely think people pleasing is also another barrier to setting healthy boundaries, because of course we never want to upset somebody or hurt somebody, but at the end of the day, is it worth it for your own sanity? You know, as long as nobody's getting hurt. But yeah, thank you for your insight. So we have about 5 minutes left, I believe. Yeah. So I thought that we can end the stream with just some tips for setting healthy boundaries. We have a comment actually from Erin. Are we talking about stuff of huge monetary value or more mundane gifts like a bouquet of flowers? I think it really can go either way. Either way, it could be something as small as a hug, or it could be something as big as like a really expensive gift. Like, I know, not from personal experience, but just from hearing things, people in abusive relationships, the partner that is abusive might, let's say, buy the partner a car or hold some sort of really monetary, really high monetary value over their head. But it could be as simple as a hug or something like that. So, okay, tips for setting healthy boundaries. I think first and foremost, for yourself, you must be able to identify and also respect your own wants, needs, your own feelings, your own emotions before setting boundaries or making any decisions. Just being able to acknowledge what you're feeling, what you need, and what you want. That way you know your limits and you're able to set boundaries more easily that way. And setting boundaries doesn't have to be aggressive, doesn't have to involve hostility. You don't justify yourself. You don't need to apologize for setting boundaries. You don't need to rationalize them. You just set them calmly, firmly, respectfully, clearly for both parties or whoever is involved. So there's no set time limit for boundaries either. At your own pace, you can start off feeling comfortable with something or someone, and then over time that can change for you, and all of a sudden you realize, okay, I need to like create this boundary because I no longer feel comfortable. So there's no set time frame or anything like that. Boundaries are very fluid, and healthy boundaries are also very fluid. So they can change, they can go back and forth. So whatever you feel comfortable with at whatever time, just go with it. People may not respect them or they may challenge your boundaries, but at that point, don't stand back. Stand up and be firm about your boundaries. And also take, like we said before, take all the time that you need. Like if you're struggling to decide if something is comfortable for you, then you need to take time and make that decision. Don't, no snap decision about it. Does anybody else have any other ideas for tips for setting healthy boundaries?
One thing that I would say when I was doing some research on boundaries, one thing that I found as a tip was to practice saying certain phrases out loud, like, I'd rather not talk about that, or is it okay if I take some time to think about that before I get back to you? So instead of, like Christina said, making those snap decisions right away, just kind of practicing to yourself, either like to yourself in the mirror. It may seem strange, but it may be helpful to just kind of practice saying those things out loud, like, I'd rather not talk about that, or would you mind waiting until tomorrow to speak about it when I'm in the right mindset, something like that. So that's just another tip to just kind of reiterate what you want and encourage yourself to think about your boundaries before setting them.
Mm-hmm. And I think also surrounding yourself with people who are willing to respect your boundaries. Absolutely. That's also very important. Mm-hmm. Okay. Does anybody else have anything to add, or do we have any other comments from the audience?
I think something that I really liked that you mentioned about tips is that to make them very clear and not having to apologize for your boundaries, because I think that's a very common, like I think I do, is like when I'm trying to make a boundary, I feel bad and I think of what the other person would feel rather than just prioritizing myself. Mm-hmm. So something I'm going to try to make more effort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it goes along with the people pleasing that a lot of people don't want to say no to others, whether it be someone that you love, like a family member, even in a relationship, but it's so important to just make sure that that is something that, that you want to do before just saying yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Amazing. Well, I think we've come to the end of the stream. My voice, I've strained it so much. I need to go drink a tea.
Yeah. Do we want to do a quick debrief? Just everyone say a little bit about how they're feeling after the stream?
I can go first, I guess. I've honestly learned a lot about boundaries, especially with talking with you guys, just learning I don't need to be sorry or feel bad for boundaries that I want to put in place in my life, and just feeling good about the boundaries that I want to put. So I'm glad to have learned a lot of tips. So
thank you, Vivina. Christina, do you want to share a little bit?
Yeah, I feel the same way. I definitely feel like I'm leaving this stream, even though I know we did the research to prepare for our discussion, like speaking out loud and having a good conversation with both of you, I feel like I've learned quite a bit. So I feel happy about that. And I hope now going forward, I'm going to think about this discussion whenever I'm setting my boundaries. So yeah, thank you both for speaking today.
You as well. And we had a comment from Erin just saying thanks all, that was really informative. So thank you, Erin, for your comments and questions. I really enjoyed being able to kind of bounce back and forth and have us all share our share the wisdom and the information that we've learned about boundaries. And yeah, like you guys mentioned, just I know we did the research on it, but just having this discussion and being able to hear kind of personal examples to be able to relate back to the information was super helpful. So I really enjoyed that. And just wanted to say thank you to you guys for sharing everything, and thank you to our audience for watching.
Thank you.
Thank you too.